When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through today's program. Got a couple of great guests coming down the line. Tudor Dixon, awful story out of Michigan. Another illegal immigrant taking a life that is getting a great deal of attention. And none of these should be happening. We will talk about that with her as well as Michigan as a battleground state. She's part of the Clay and Buck podcast network. Andy McCarthy on the absolute latest wranglings related to the Trump legal process. All of that coming your way during the course of the show. But there are three big stories, I would say, in conjunction that we will be talking about. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, I'm sure many of you have seen by now, collapsed after being hit by a large tanker. The bridge, I saw this last night happen, Buck. When I saw the video, I thought it had to be AI with all of the talk about AI because I had just never seen a bridge, certainly not in America, collapse like this one did when it was struck by the boat. They are still looking for survivors potentially, but it sounds like there will be, 6 to 8 casualties, which given the collapse of the bridge is really remarkable. They were able to mayday ahead potentially and keep the number of cars limited on that bridge, but just a crazy story to follow. We'll talk about that. Truth Social has made its debut, and Donald Trump on paper is now has over $5 billion in Truth Social stock. Let me see what the absolute latest on this is, Buck.
Can I just throw a thought out there? I had coffee with a friend this morning who, knows the financial world, and we both came to this conclusion. It's remarkable. The Democrats seem to be in process of making Trump president again and making him a billionaire again so he can make America great again. I mean, the legal stuff is backfiring. The financial stuff is backfiring. I know it's early. I know we don't know where this all ends up. But, Clay, if someone had told me that Trump was going to be worth $5 billion liquid, in addition to all the real – this is totally separate from all the real estate holdings and all the brand value, I would have said not in a million years. I mean, it's just so hard to do that. And here we are.
That is also where I hope that the legacy of the lawfare – is going to be that it blows up so much in Democrats' faces that even though legally someone might be willing to try it again, that they sit around and say, well, remember what happened with Trump. Let's be careful here. Let's try to beat him in the ballot box, not try to put him in prison for the rest of his life and bankrupt him. I also would say this. There are a lot of you out there listening that are very frustrated with what you've seen occurring in our culture, whether it's Bud Light, whether it's Planet Fitness, whether it's Disney. The culture of wokeness that has infected so much of this country right now, I think Elon Musk calls it accurately, Buck, the woke mind virus that has taken over and led so many of us fellow citizens astray. There is opportunity in chaos, and there is opportunity in awful decision making, and Trump is becoming, this is the greatest wealth creation day in his entire life, and he's had a lot of them over the years, and it's all because they banned him from Twitter, from Instagram, from Facebook, from all of those companies. If they just hadn't banned him, I think the odds of him starting his own social media company would have been low. He saw the opportunity. He's taken advantage of it. We don't know where it's going to go from here, and we'll have some conversations about this. But the fact that he was able to create this situation at all is a testament to seeing an opportunity and seizing it.
I think it would be hard to come up with a way to unite conservatives more aggressively together than to do exactly what they have been doing for so many people that I know. You know, for example, even if I remember, Tucker said this, that when they raided Mar-a-Lago, as much as he was frustrated about some aspects of, you know, 2020 and J6 and everything else with regard to Trump, Tucker said that it was just over for him. It's all about not letting, you can't let this stand. Like, you don't have a republic anymore. You don't have a system of elected government and rule of law instead of rule of men. If you can just have on some preposterous pretext, as we've said all along, like, you know, if they found five bodies in the yard at Mar-a-Lago, okay, we get it, right? Like, you know, there are reasons to investigate. They sent an FBI team into the guy's house over documents, and I know all the arguments he was present, but just put that aside for a second. It obviously didn't need to happen.
Correct.
It was show trial stuff. It was Soviet stuff. And so for a lot of people, any misgivings that they've had about, you know, is Trump the right guy again? Maybe he was the right guy in 2016 and 2020. Is he still the right guy? Given what the Democrats have done to him, I think people are shouting more than ever, more loudly than ever on the right, he's the only guy.
I also think it's evidence of many of the narratives that Democrats have totally collapsing around them. I read yesterday, on Friday, they sent out, the Biden-Harris camp did, a email calling Donald Trump broke Don, with the idea being, oh, we bankrupted him. He doesn't have any money. And now he has tangible wealth, which no one can deny, which for a real estate guy has always been the question about Trump in the past, because what stake do you have in that building? What's the value of that building at its present price? What is the interest rates going to be? What is the actual yield on some of these properties? We never really knew. Now, all we have to do to figure out what Trump's truth social value is just multiply the price of the stock times the number of shares that he has. And he's made, at the price that it presently is, roughly $5 billion in truth social today. And I think you and I, if we had been forecasting truth social, I would have never expected Trump to make even $1 billion off Truth Social if we had been talking about this a couple of years ago when the company idea came out.
I also am very encouraged, because I was for years, Clay, even before you and I teamed up for this show, one of the things that I'll be honest, I would just get so frustrated about was the recognition that the left had established control, not just of platforms, but really of commerce. That in the digital, you know, internet first era we lived in, they had seized all the choke points. They had seized the choke points for everything from social media to who's delivering, you know, toilet paper and boxes to your house. To the web servers that are the things you have to, you know, run the electrons through to even be on the internet. All of it. They had taken all of it. The parallel economy that we are seeing emerging, and I will say, that includes some of our stalwart sponsors on this show who have been with us for years and with other conservative shows for years too. It is growing by leaps and bounds because it is right and it is necessary. And so that's why when I see the Truth Social thing and I see, you know, different brands out there and, you know, we're thinking, Clay, all the time about how we could contribute to this as well.
Yes.
It's important to build brands that share your values. I always tell people, you know, I want conservative everything in my life, at least as an option.
Yeah.
And if it is an option, you know what? I'm going to take it.
That's why I started OutKick. I didn't know exactly where everything was going. But if you, and that's what I would say to all of you out there, frustration, anger, that's not a strategy, but it can lead to a strategy. And if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a capitalist, there are a lot of opportunities out there, as Buck said, in the parallel economy for you to find a way to not just make money, which is great, but to also make money while advocating for things that you believe in and throwing a punch back at this woke universe. Here's Stuart Varney, by the way, on Fox Business discussing Truth Social. Now, to be fair, there is a meme stock element to this. For those of you who followed GameStop, Bed Bath & Beyond, I bet a lot of people who are listening to us right now are buying stock in Truth Social, symbol DJT, because they want to show support for Donald Trump. And Stuart Varney talks about that a little bit. Cut five.
I want to get back to DJT, as in Donald J. Trump. The stock is now up 41%. It's open for trading as of this morning. Are people buying this company, this stock, because they think it's got inherent value, or because they want to demonstrate support for Donald Trump? I think it's almost like a meme stock, and that's the way it'll play out. It's a bet on whether Trump wins or loses in November of this year. If he loses, I think the stock goes way down. If he wins or looks like he's going to win, I think the stock does well, because then Truth Social will do well.
I think there's some truth to that. Again, what is the actual market value here? Just to be fair, who is this? This is Truth Social is essentially worthless. Not surprising. Adam Pollock says if Trump tried to sell, the company would go to zero. Here's cut eight.
I think that the value is essentially worthless. This is a company that doesn't make any money. And sure, they could change the bylaws and end the lockup period and go to market and sell a share. Someone will buy a share, two shares. But if they went to market and tried to sell $3 billion, the value of the stock would go to zero practically immediately.
That is what I said yesterday, to be fair, that it's not like he can just unload the stock and then everything will be fine. So it's not quite as clear as, you know, it's not like Trump got a check for $3 billion for winning the lottery. You know, this is not money in the bank. Even with that, by the way, as anyone, I don't know how many lottery winners we have, you know that they always give you some lump sum option payment up front, which is a tiny fraction of the overall.
Correct.
Because they pay you in yearly installments for the rest of your life. And, you know, people would rather have a lot of money at once. I think, though, that, Clay, what we see is people are recognizing that, you know, conservative media came along. Thank you, Rush, and then Fox News and some sites on the internet. And it was finally possible to have a little bit of a counter narrative, right? But what we've seen is the counter narrative is not enough if they're going to control everything that you can buy, and they're going to control everyone's retirement accounts, and they're going to have all that.
So, and every ad agency, which may be the wokest of all industries in the entire country.
Yeah. And so you look at the way that that market dominance is cracking. And I just think it's such a good thing. It's such a good thing for the country. We're the early stages of it, to be clear. I mean, if you look at the assets that BlackRock has, well, I mean, Blackstone's huge too, but it's private equity, but BlackRock has under management, for example, and you look at Vanguard and these huge companies. I know that's why, you know, Vivek has been trying to push a conservative values aligned financial sector effectively. I mean, he's starting out with one company, but he's trying to do more than that. Because if at the end of the day, we're hoping for the good graces of the board of directors of some multinational media conglomerate to say, I'm going to allow conservative voices, you know, there are very few places where that's going to be able to happen. There are a lot of places where you're going to get what you have at Morning Joe, which I want to talk more about, Clay.
Yes.
They have gone full blown insane. And I think this all ties together, right? They've gone full blown insane over, let's be honest, a not particularly effective milquetoast Republican joining the ranks at NBC News. They are acting like they have, I mean, they're acting like they've hired Clay and Buck. They're acting like they've thrown, you know, Alex Jones on there. I mean, they're going all in against Ronna McDaniel.
And they're only paying her, again, $300,000. And people say, well, that's a lot of money. That is nothing relative to what, it's not like they gave her $30 million like they did Rachel Maddow. I mean, this is a relatively, you know, normal contributor contract for some place like NBC. I mean,
Scarborough
News
probably makes close to $10 million a year.
Oh, at least. Yeah. At least.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the stuff that we're up against and you're seeing. So, yeah, no, I think it's really important and putting your money where your values are, and Pure Talk is another way to do that. And this is right in the center of the news cycle because it is so important right now. Pure Talk is a big believer in supporting the values that you and I care about as a company. You see, they're aligned with this show. They're a partner with us, which means they're a partner in essence with you and with the basic liberties that we need for this country to continue to flourish. And they also believe in running a great business, a business that's going to give you, for example, a free phone if you switch to Pure Talk. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk today. You'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone, a brand new Samsung built to last, rugged screen, quick charging battery, and data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year. Pure Talk makes it easier for you to switch your service. Keep your number, of course, in the process. All you have to do is dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Do you want to give your money to some woke corporation that's trying to silence you all the time when it comes to your cell phone? Or do you actually want to support a company that supports you? That's Pure Talk. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Switch to the cell phone company that I use every day that I trust, Pure Talk.
They're here to shed light on the truth every day. Clay Travis and Buck.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. 800-282-2882 on those lines. If you want to call and chat with us, I want to dive into this. There's a number of these things. It is rare for me to be taken aback. I believe is a nautical term for when the wind switches on you and hits your sail in the wrong direction, by the way. Fun fact, to be taken aback or aback. You knew this, right? You're looking
at No, I did not know that. I was just thinking that there are two things that everybody to a large extent knew a lot about back in the day. Riding horses and sailing, you know, boats and how to do it that we know nothing about now.
A lot of it influences our terminology, our words. So anyway, I'm rarely taken aback by the libs because I know how crazy they are, and I feel like I've made a life study of insane libs as a conservative who grew up in New York City. But the freak out over Ronna McDaniel is just wild over at NBC News. This is, let's hear from, there's so many to choose from, Clay. Let's start with Nicole Wallace, 10.
In this instance, NBC News, either wittingly or unwittingly, is teaching election deniers that what they can do stretches well beyond appearing on our air in interviews to peddle lies about the sanctity and integrity of our elections, which Ronna McDaniels did yesterday at Meet the Press. What we've also said to election deniers is not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge-carrying employees of NBC News, as paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
Our sacred airwaves. The cool kids table is very upset that the nerd wants to sit with them, Clay.
I have so many thoughts about this, but we need to really kind of dive into what's going on here. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and I understand if some of you out there don't really understand or haven't really paid that much attention to this story, but I think it's so emblematic of the desire to control what can be said and this whole toxic concept of platforming. Oh, you're not allowed to platform someone else and allow them to share their ideas. That's too destructive to journalism. When all MSNBC does all day is shill for Joe Biden. They're way more leftist on Fox News than there are conservatives on MSNBC. We'll talk about it. In the meantime, Major League Baseball is back. How many of you love Major League Baseball? I'm a big Braves fan. You guys know that. Can't wait for the Braves season to get underway. And also, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to be setting the final four Sweet 16 games on Thursday and Friday. Prize picks. I'm going to give you out picks on Thursday and Friday. You're going to get hooked up. More than 3 million active members. And all you can do right now, you go download the Prize Picks app. You get $100 if you deposit $100. 30 different states. You can have a lot of fun. Injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the Prize Picks app. Open your account. Use my name, Clay, C-L-A-Y, when you do, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, prizepicks.com, my name, Clay, deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less, prizepicks.com, code Clay. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Okay, we talked about this some yesterday, but this has gone to just next levels of utter insanity. And I think we need to kind of contextualize how bonkers the culture of many of these news organizations has become. Buck, they pay Rachel Maddow $30 million a year now. MSNBC does. To do one show a week. She's on every Monday. She opened her show yesterday with a 27-minute rant about how unacceptable it was that Ronna McDaniel was being hired by NBC. And I want to give you a couple of these cuts, but here is Maddow saying Ronna McDaniel on the payroll is inexplicable. Listen.
Ronna McDaniel will not appear on MSNBC. So says our boss since Saturday, and it has never been anything other than clear. And I will also say, you know, if you care what I think about this, I will tell you the fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man, like a mobster, to work at a DA's office, right? you wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision.
This is an awful analogy, first of all, because one of the primary ways that people who work in communications for the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, when they leave politics, is they go straight to media, just like Jen Psaki just did. But even her analogy there, you wouldn't hire someone as a lawyer who DAs go and become defense attorneys all the time. That is one of the primary ways that defense attorneys make their become skilled enough is they learn what the prosecutor does, and then they're able to defend better because they know the other side's playbook. So this clutching of pearls that is going on over Ronna McDaniel is important, because really what they're saying is they're fine with Republicans so long as they all hate Trump, which is what the arguments are.
Well, this is what they've been doing really for years. And, you know, CNN had a house cleaning even back in 2017, where they got rid of all the pro-Trump Republicans that they had had on the air before, because they were horrified at, in their minds, their role in helping to elevate Trump to the presidency by carrying his rallies. And as I've said many times, they thought it was all just like a carnival, like a sideshow, where they get great ratings and the American people get a laugh as Hillary is, you know, measuring the drapes in the White House for a second time. And what happened is, obviously, we know what happened. 2016, Trump wins. The part of this, though, we haven't gotten into yet is there's reporting, and this is what's really amazing to me, that NBC News is thinking about withdrawing or you know, canceling her contract already. That this kind of pressure publicly from hysterical, lunatic news anchors in their employ might result in them bailing on Ronna McDaniel, which is just why I say you cannot be, this is not overstatement, you cannot be a Republican and take yourself seriously and go work on air at NBC or CBS or CNN, MSNBC. You can't, because they won't have you. If they're willing to have you, it's because you're a punching bag, or as they used to call it. You ever heard the phrase clay pigeon about this? That's what they used to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Clay. Yeah. Okay. It's a little bit like a jobber in wrestling, right? Isn't that the guy that gets thrown around?
That's right.
Yeah. You're a clay pigeon. You're meant to get blown to smithereens on TV, and or your job is to be a fake Republican who says, I'm a Republican. And let me say, I'm just here to bash Donald Trump. Well, you know, the whole Republican Party is unifying behind Donald Trump right now. So if you're a Republican and all you're going to do is bash Trump and say you're going to vote for Democrats, I think there's some confusion about what party you belong to.
I also think there's a couple of other things that are at play here. One, the media power is collapsing. Can you think of anyone in traditional media at NBC, CBS, or ABC that is really trusted by the American public? I can't think of anyone. And you and I are old enough to remember the days when a Dan Rather or a Tom Brokaw or a Peter Jennings, what they said actually did carry a lot of weight, and they were at least pretending that they were playing it down the middle. Now, was that true? Okay, I think you can make arguments against it. And certainly this comes out of the Walter Cronkite era, but there was sort of this gatekeeper aspect to the media where there was trustworthiness here. Think about, NBC doesn't have a single person on its airwaves that I'm aware of, Buck, that would say, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. I think he's the better choice than Biden.
Yeah. How can you be representative or speak to America in a way that you're supposed to connect when you don't have a single person in the broader news network ecosystem that you're operating who understands what half the country thinks? What was your first, have we talked about this? What was your first ever internship?
My first ever internship was on Capitol Hill. With the Nashville congressman at the time when I was at GW, I went and interned in that Nashville congressman's office.
Cause my first internship.
You're at CBS, right?
CBS. Okay. I have to. Yeah. CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Okay.
Yeah.
And people would say, oh, Buck, I thought you were a conservative in high school. Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, this was the gold standard, like CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. This is non-political. I was like a 17-year-old kid. I didn't know anything. Maybe I just turned 18. And I'm working there, and I just remembered, even at that young age, being just shocked at sitting in the meetings, how like rabidly partisan, cause they would, now I was a little intern. I was literally fetching tapes and coffee.
Yeah.
I was doing the most low level stuff, but they let me sit in, and I'm not an imbecile. You know, I was a pretty savvy kid, and I would hear them. I'm like, wow, they just all like hate Republicans. Is this how it was? Very obvious, very clear. And beyond that, I was amazed also, Dan Rather, not smart. Like not a wise, knowledgeable, well-read guy at all. Spent a lot of time in the makeup chair and a lot of time staring at himself as he read lines written by other people. And I was like, this guy's basically an actor.
Yeah.
And that was a really formative realization at a very young age. I was like, oh, so this is all a fraud, basically. This whole thing is a fraud.
And I do think it's important to remember that these are public airwaves. And I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but CBS, NBC, ABC, you have an obligation to try and represent the nation on your airwaves because these are publicly owned airwaves. And it's different than on MSNBC or Fox News or CNN, which are cable premium channels that we all pay for. You can still get ABC, CBS, and NBC if you go put, you go put your antenna up. You can still pull these things out of the sky. And so I haven't heard, have you heard anybody talk about this? This is actually, I think, a really interesting angle to attack this. NBC arguably is actually obligated to hire someone like Ronna McDaniel because while MSNBC might only want to cover left wing and propaganda for Democrats as a cable channel, NBC News has to ostensibly, under the equal time doctrine, not be producing a propaganda news broadcast. And so having someone like Ronna McDaniel is not only arguably good for business to have as many people that you're speaking to as possible, arguably it's required. And I haven't heard anybody make an argument about that as everybody is losing their minds on MSNBC. You can't, and in fact, I think we should play this because this is the real world that we're in right now.
Why don't we tease what this amazing
is? That's a good idea.
Is.
We'll play what exactly they want to do, and what they're actually trying to do and why I believe that is so incredibly significant when we come back.
Yes, you just have to give us a minute. When it comes to finding a mortgage company you can trust, count on American Financing, a family-owned mortgage company that has been around for 25 years. Look, the first home I ever bought to live in, I used American Financing. That tells you something, right? They've been saving homeowners an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. Mortgage rates are now in the fives, lower than they've been in some time, and all it takes is a 10-minute call to their salary-based mortgage consultants to find out how much they can save you. Saving $854 a month can add up to $10,000 a year in savings. That's huge savings. Call today. They never charge any upfront fees, and you may even be able to delay two mortgage payments. American Financing, their phone number, 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-777-8109 for details about credit costs and terms.
You don't know what you don't know, right? But you could on the Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Clay and Buck. So what should conservative voices at left-wing outlets sound like? What are the guidelines here? Because we don't want any of those election deniers. It makes me so scared. They deny elections. I'm like, wait, didn't Donald Trump win the 2016 election because of Russia? Oh, no, that's a lie. But all the Democrats said that for 4 years. That's so weird.
Yeah, and also, just to make an analogy here, Donna Brazile got hired by Fox News. Again, not a direct analogy because Fox News is a cable company. But did you hear anyone at Fox News publicly lose their mind over Fox News hiring one of Hillary's top advisors? And Donna Brazile had spent years saying that Trump stole the 2016 election. And she goes on as the Democrat strategist who is breaking down 2020 election night coverage. I mean, she is the Democrat there. You know, Fox News has Harold Ford Jr. They have a lot of people who are Democrats on their network still.
The origins of our business, some would trace back to the debates between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley. That was a very early version of this. You know, I know there was Buckley Crossfire and stuff, but the Vidal-Buckley debates that happened, I forget what year it was for the presidential election, but got, you know, a lot of attention and but it was always supposed to be the exchange, the back and forth of ideas from different sides. Like that's kind of the origins of this. I mean, political debate is supposed to be exchange of ideas. And what's happened in the internet era is we've just gotten increasingly, siloed. And as you and I always say, like, I'll go on. I mean, I've done Bill Maher's, you know, you'll be on at some point. It's crazy that you haven't been on, but you'll be on at some point. But that's one of the very rare places these days where you can be right of center and even get invited on. And, you know, it's not fair there. Like it was 4-on-1 when I'm there and people are always like, you should just go scorched earth. I'm like, yeah, but you just end up yelling over. You can't do that.
Right.
You only have so much time to talk or else you sound like a crazy person who's just shouting over everybody. But anyway, here's how they want things to be though.
Yes.
So that's one version of it is the Buckley Vidal. Do you know that clip, by the way, Clay? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where he's like, listen, you know, he Buckley lost his cool a little bit with Vidal. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Buckley got a little hot under the collar. Anyway, here is, maybe we'll play that. Well, all right. Anyway, here is, Alyssa Farah Griffin over at CNN saying, oh no, I'm sorry, on The View.
She's
saying,
on CNN and
oh, she's on CNN.
Now. Yes.
But she's a View host. There we go. Because you're welcome everywhere if you're a lib. This is what should be the way. Play it.
I feel very strongly, obviously, that there needs to be Republican representation in media. We represent 50% of the country. But there are credible Republicans who never dabbled in this dangerous lie that Joe Biden didn't legitimately win the election, who would be far better served for NBC, could offer the same expertise but with more credibility. I think of people like Chris Christie, Chris Krebs, Sarah Matthews, Mick Mulvaney, Will Hurd, to give her this platform when she was such a contributor. She hosted that insane RNC press conference where they blamed Hugo Chavez, who is no longer with us, for stealing the election. Like, there's just such a credibility factor, and I think it was a mistake.
She's was the head of the RNC, okay? We all understand why she got hired. Clay, also, I was trying to think, what are the names? Chris Christie,
who everybody that she named hates Trump. So it's fine if you're a Republican to be hired as long as you hate Trump.
Right. You have to be a Republican who wants the Democrats to win. That's the standard. That's the rule for being an acceptable Republican on the airwaves of ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, etc. And, you know, all these different news channels.
And again, I think the fact that this is a public network is not getting enough attention. They are obligated, and we'll see whether they end up buckling to MSNBC, because Rachel Maddow made a big point of, she's never going to appear on our airwaves, this is NBC News only. Do they not understand the equal time doctrine that arguably in order to have their license, NBC has an obligation to do news, and they have an obligation to do news in not an incredibly partisan way? Now, so many of you out there are going to say, well, let's be honest, NBC, CBS, ABC, all of them have their own bias associated with it. I understand, certainly they do, but it's different than what's permissible under the cable news standard. So I don't hear anybody talking about this, but NBC is obligated in many ways, I think, Buck, to have someone like Ronna McDaniel to speak to. Trump right now is favored to win election. Over half of people right now are saying they would vote for him. Think about what NBC is saying. You can't have anyone that is paid by the network that over half of the nation is willing to vote for.
And they wonder why the notion of trust in journalism is, it's just a punchline now. It's a joke. And no one takes seriously that these entities are nonpartisan or even honest, right? It's gone beyond a level. I try to remind people of this all the time. They've always been partisan, but they used to have a greater inclination toward factual honesty because they know without factual honesty, nobody who's intelligent will believe you. And also at least go through the motions of hearing from the other side, right?
Yeah.
But now that's really been dispensed with. And this is how you get to, I can't remember if it was the New York Times, the Washington Post, but openly, and there was Democracy Dies in Darkness and the Washington Post under the Trump era. But they started to say openly, we have to take sides against Trump because to take sides against Trump is to side with the truth. And that was this was like the absolutism that they were excusing.
No doubt. And also, it coincidentally was also what was necessary in order for their business to thrive as they moved to a subscription-based model. Remember, there is nobody out there who wants to subscribe to the New York Times and just get straight down the middle news by and large. The New York Times is a fan Democrat site, and people pay the New York Times to tell them, you're right, your side is correct on everything, Republicans are awful. There isn't really a print publication that is the equivalent of the New York Times. People say, oh, the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal is maybe a little bit right of center. I mean, it's by far, I think, the most reliable news organization from a print publication perspective. Maybe you could say the New York Post, but it's not primarily a subscription-based model. So everything is falling apart in terms of trying to cover and be fair to both sides, which is what the ostensible purpose of NBC, ABC, CBS all are, as a function of getting their broadcast license. We come back. We got a couple of awesome guests coming your direction, by the way. Tudor Dixon, Andy McCarthy. Tudor Dixon for the latest in what's going on in the toss-up state of Michigan, which if Biden loses, he is going to end up not winning in 2024, almost definitively. And then Andy McCarthy on the calendar, the schedule, all of the legal machinations that are underway. We'll break all that down for you next couple of hours. Appreciate all of you hanging. And we'll take your calls, 800-282-2882. Let's keep rolling into hour number two.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.